Yeah, you know what time it is. We can let down our hair. The moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the River Styx.
Abandon all hope.
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. Yes, I am joining you, hosting the program from the middle of the Bermuda Triangle, the Isle of Enchantment, Puerto Rico, and at the flagship station News Radio 570 WWNC in Asheville, North Carolina. We have producer Sam the Animal Steele. And if you are just now tuning in, I will inform you all that this particular evening, Investigator Shelley Wright is called Investigator Shelley Wright because she's out in the field investigating things. We're going to keep it a surprise because she actually is investigating a number of really cool sites. And so I presume that she'll be able to give us a report on the show next week. But I just want to also make it clear now, as you probably know, this show is presented by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. And, you know, Wright's is a family-owned business. They've been in business for over 40 years. And I like to reiterate that, you know, when you watch TV and you see these commercials, occasionally infomercials, and they say, hey, are you interested in gold or silver? Give us a call on this 800 number and, you know, we'll hook you up with a good deal. And the reality is when you call those numbers, what you get is somebody sitting there working on commission. And their goal is to just sell you as much as possible so they can make their cut. Well, I can tell you for a fact that at Wright's Coin Shop, they do not work on commission. And their goal is to make you happy. Whether you just have 20 or 30 bucks and you've never bought gold or silver before, give them a shot. They want to make it easy for you. They'll answer your questions. They'll introduce you to this process of taking that paper money that you have or those sometimes meaningless zeros and ones in your bank account and turning them into something tangible with intrinsic value. It's nice to have that extra level of security. So wherever you are in the country and perhaps the world, you can call Wright's Coin Shop. Just talk to them. That's why they are there. That's why they've been in business for so long. Write this number down, 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. They're also located at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. That is near the Biltmore Estate in Asheville. But the easiest thing to do if you're online is just go to speakingofstrange.com. Click the link there. There's a nice banner near the top of the page to Wright's Coin Shop, and you can see pictures there. You can read more about what they do. There's a map. Hours are listed. All that stuff is there for you. Or you can go just directly, if you want, to WrightsCoinShop.com, W-R-I-G-H-T-S, WrightsCoinShop.com. Again, that number, 828-298-5402. You know, Sam, this is usually the part of the Dark 30 hour when I try to ask Shelley an embarrassing question of some sort.
Right, right, yeah.
But since she's not here, let me try one out on you.
Okay.
I don't think this is going to work, though, because I don't think you're an easily embarrassable guy, actually.
Not really. I mean, what's the point? You know, like, you could be like, no, Josh, don't talk about that. Or you could just be like, you can own it. And be like, well, yes, I am a freak, and I'm proud of it.
And I'll remind everybody, we call this Dark 30 because we're talking about some of the more sordid and seedy news. So, again, tune out if you're easily offended or if there are kids around. But I immediately thought of you, Sam, when I read this particular story because it seemed like maybe something that you may have done at some point in your life. Phoenix, Arizona, there is a teenager in trouble because he was in a yearbook photograph, and after they had already distributed about 250 of these things, everybody realized for the first time that in this picture he had his ding-dong out.
Oh, wow. Okay, I thought you were going to go somewhere else with that. That's pretty funny. I mean, that's pretty that's classic. If you got one of those limited edition yearbooks, that will be hoots and hollers for years to come.
Well, that's true, actually. That's a cherished, treasured, limited edition.
It seems like now my high school yearbook where they weren't going to put my senior picture in because I refused to take off my Charlotte Hornets hat is pretty tame in comparison to that.
So have you ever sneaked your ding-dong into a picture before?
I mean, my ding-dong's in plenty of pictures. But have
but
I ever... I've never snuck it in. But let me tell you, this is a great story. For years and years, when I was a drinking fella, many, many moons ago, me and my friend, whatever bars we would go in, if you had dirt on the back of your windshield, anywhere you could write, we would either put an RSBDA or a SSBDA, which stood for Sam Sucks Big Blank Action. And okay. The other one would be my friend Ramsey. It was Ramsey Sucks Big Blank Action. And to us, it was just a hilarious thing, you know, that went on for years. It was like a war. Who could get the best jab in? And he utilized my cousin that I was living with at the time, who was taking tour groups of, like, students to New York, and he was, like, chaperoning. So they were outside of the CBS morning show. And what do I see? He DVR'd it. He got my cousin to hold up, like, you know, like where they're standing there behind the anchors and, like, the people at the window are like, yay! My cousin holding up a sign that says SSBDA in Asheville. And I'm like, dude, you're my family. Like, why couldn't you have turned it around on him? And that's about the only ding-dong that's gotten snuck into anywhere. But that was a pretty good one, though. I got to give it to him. That kid's probably going to have to pay for those yearbooks, isn't he? That's they probably suspended him. He's going to have to pay for that run of yearbooks. Is that correct?
Well, it says here that he was on the football team, and so this was a football team photo. And it says that there are about 3,400 students that are supposed to get these. Again, only 250 were distributed. So now it says they are – going to try to edit the remaining books. I guess they're going to go through with whiteout or something.
Well, if they're already printed, they can't just, like, blur it or anything, you know? They'll have to manually smudge it.
Well, the amazing thing is this teenager was arrested for this. It says he was, you know, released shortly thereafter from custody, but he is facing 69 counts of misdemeanor indecent exposure and one count of felony furnishing harmful items to minors.
That's an unnecessary charge. That's a felonious charge on a high school kid for pulling. Come on. That would probably make him a registered sex offender, too. And then for the rest of his life, he'd have to go around, like, telling neighbors and stuff, hey, I thought it would be funny to put my ding-dong in the yearbook photo. Apparently not. I mean, that's a little overkill, don't you think? I can see him getting in trouble, but...
Gosh, I think back on some of the things that, you know, happened when you and I were in school, not that we knew each other back in those days, but in that era.
We were the same age, same class, yeah, different schools. You know,
the things that people did, the kids did, I mean, it's just, there's no comparison between what the latitude was, you could say, that we were given versus these kids today.
Well, you know, me and Shelly were talking last week about how, like, when you and I were in school, like, it would not be uncommon at all to see gun racks with guns in them in the parking lot, for sure.
Yeah.
And knives. You could carry knives in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I just saw today on the news that, I forget where it was in North Carolina, but the school said that it was okay for students to carry pepper spray with them into the bathrooms because of this HB2 law crap thing. Like, all of a sudden, and you know, Pete Callender, who does the show here on the Flagship Station 570 WWNC, he wrote a great blog post today about how up until now we've been doing a pretty good job at self-policing bathrooms, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And this law is, it seems like crazy to tell kids, hey, it's okay, you can bring a pepper spray to school just in case something hinky goes down in the bathroom. There was plenty of hinky things going down in the bathroom when we were in school.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And also, I mean, just from, a cultural example, my freshman year in high school, there was an official smoking section.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if we had that, but yeah. I do remember my freshman year seeing some, now to be fair, I think they had to turn them inside out or take them off, but I mean, seeing some very offensive, like, racist t-shirts being worn and stuff, which seems to have gone away. But yeah, I mean, there was craziness back then. But it didn't seem crazy at the time, did it?
Well, not like we're going to put you in prison crazy.
No. I mean, I think it's kind of funny. I mean, don't... I mean, what? I mean, it's, yes, it's a pain in the rear for the yearbook staff. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it offended somebody, but it's not the end of the world, for Pete's sake. Come on.
No. Okay, I'll squeeze this one in before we go to break. Brazil is getting its very own sexual theme park with bumper cars shaped like genitalia.
That's cool.
So, yeah, it's going to open in 2018 called Erotica Land, an adults-only theme park. And they say that they're going to have 7D cinema. Nobody knows what 7D is exactly.
Well, 4D is like if you get the smoke and like the wind blowing.
Yeah.
So 5D could be like smell.
Uh-huh.
6D, a touch.
Mm-hmm.
7D, the thumb. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's along those lines.
Don't sit in the theater seats. You might get it hep C. I don't.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we will jump into, of course, a story from Florida, and it has to do with a creepy man who is calling himself the Ass Master. I am Joshua P. Warren. We call this the Dark 30 Hour. You are listening to Speaking of Strange.
And it starts sometime around midnight, or at least that's when you lose yourself for a minute or two.
Dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Dark. Changing to darkness.
Yeah, it's the Dark 30 hour here on Speaking of Strange. Yeah, that means we're talking about some of the more sordid and seedy news stories. Not for the kiddies, not for the easily offended. So keep that in mind if you don't want to hear that kind of content. Before we continue with these news stories, though, I do want to share an email with you real quick. If you go to my website, joshuapwarren.com, you'll find a lot of interesting products there, and one of them is called a Money Magic Kit. And listen to this email I got from a man in California. He says, "Dear Joshua," and he wrote me and he copied George Nori on this. He says, "I just want to let you know that I recently purchased your Money Magic Kit and pendants." There's a set that has pendants. He says, "I own a shop in California, which I've had for over 35 years. I used this last Friday night, the morning before opening the store. The day started out kind of slow, but by the time I closed, I'd been so busy, we had the best Saturday in over 9 months. I cannot tell you how shocked I was. It must have been because of the spell. I've also been wearing the pendants every day and night. I feel great all day long, and at night I get a great night's sleep, and I can remember my dreams for the first time in years." So he had lots of other nice things to say, including that he's going to come to Asheville and visit the museum someday. But again, that's from this is from Brian in California. So if you want to check it out, joshuapwarren.com. Sam, during the break, we were talking about different medications that people are using that create sometimes odd side effects and stuff. And it reminded me that just today I was reading this story about how, like, now there's this big surge of people out there who are trying to get, like, high or something.
Don't say what I think you're going to say.
They're taking, like, 200 Imodium pills.
You just did. You did.
Is that the one you were thinking too?
Yeah, I mean, it is. And let me tell you the thing, though. Like, it's one of those examples of you've got it from a news feed somewhere. So, you know, and it's been reported in all these websites and TV shows. The reality is it doesn't get you high. You know, and what it does, I mean, it now all it's going to do is all this talking about it. They're going to take Imodium off the shelf or make it harder to get, like Sudafed or something. I have known people and helped people who are coming off of opiate addictions use a mixture of Imodium AD, Tagamet HB, and grapefruit juice, which creates something with the acid in the grapefruit juice, the acid-reducing powers of the Tagamet. And the Imodium, you know, like if you take opiates, it can stop you up and make you constipated. That's what happens with the Imodium. It attaches to opioid receptors in your brain, and it kind of tricks your brain into thinking that you might be high. But basically what it's mostly used for, that you know, that's been going around for years, that recipe, is to help people who are coming off of opiate addiction who have, like, horrible DTs and side effects. Ease the pain of coming off of drugs, you know. But it doesn't.
Well, all I could think when I read that story, all I could think was, all right, whatever benefits you get from taking 200 Imodiums, when after a couple weeks of constipation, you finally pass that bowling ball out of your rear end, well, it's not going to be worth it, is it?
I have never seen a dose that high. But, you know, like, it seems high because I went to a festival this past, not even a week ago, and Charlotte, I didn't want to go camping and use the Port-a-John, so I took a precautionary couple pills of Imodium to basically cork it up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And I've been there, done that.
Yeah, got me a little gassy. Wasn't comfortable. Mm-hmm. So I would think that by, you know, I've seen people take 25, 30 at a time with this recipe with the grapefruit juice and stuff, and they also, one of the side effects coming off of opiates is you throw up a lot and you get diarrhea as well. So I think it would help in that aspect, but I've never heard of, like, a dose that high of 200. That would definitely be a painful, that's like having a baby there or something. I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be like, yeah, we'll leave it at that.
Yeah.
Well,
but
hey,
just so anybody knows, any listeners, it's not going to get you high, but if you're coming off of drugs, it might help you get off. So there you go.
Well, I'm sure that the ass master knows all about this subject. And this is a story from Miami, Florida.
I don't have Shelley's deaf touch. Wasn't Assmaster Kramer's license plate on that Seinfeld?
Was it? I don't know. But, okay, here's the story. There is a YouTube channel trying to start a new national competition game, and it's competition level grab ass. A man in the videos calling himself the Ass Master creepily brags about running around and just groping women. It shows him running around grabbing their bottoms and yelling score and asking viewers, are you keeping count with me? Police have now asked for the public's help in identifying the man running the YouTube channel. They say he's been doing this especially in public parks in the city for almost a month now, and they say that, you know, they're putting all an APB out for him. So just keep that in mind. Not cool, kids, to play the Ass Master game.
Oh, by the way, I looked it up. Kramer's license plate in an episode of Seinfeld was Ass Man, not Ass Master.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Remember he got the wrong one, the proctologist license plate?
He had not graduated to master level yet.
No, he is not Tom Cameron.
As Master Cameron. Next story here. Oh, let's see. Going back to virtual reality. It says Oculus VR has been shipping a ton of their units out, and this is creating a considerable virtual reality porn industry. And
I'm excited about it, by the way.
Well, I'm just going to tell you, Sam, I finally experienced this.
Now, I was going to ask about your rig. Did you just get the cardboard rig? Or
no.
You went full on.
I did. I spent way too much money. I don't want to say how much because there are starving kids in Africa.
Yeah, I don't want you to either because I'm one of those.
Yeah, but I got the Oculus Gear VR. And it's hooked up to a Samsung Galaxy 7
Edge. Did you already have that phone?
No, I went out and got the phone just gracious. For this. Yeah, and that is not a cheap phone.
No.
And so I didn't even hook up cell service to it. I just, you know, everybody was like, this is the best. And this
couldn't
is the
you
one
have
that
just
I'd...
traded your phone and, like, gotten a different plan and got the discount on the phone, you know, so you wouldn't have to pay full price?
Well, probably, but I just wanted to go ahead and use all the phone's resources for nothing but virtual reality.
Okay, fair enough.
And because you know that's how you get the Mac Daddy experience. So
and it's only on that phone, that one particular model, right?
Well, no, you can actually use other models, but this is the best one. This is the S7 Edge. So it gives you like the full extra. Space on the edges so you can see the largest frame possible. I mean, it truly just engulfs you in an amazing VR world.
So you got some content going on there?
I did. I got online and I finally found some virtual reality porn to check this out.
Uh-huh.
And now a lot of it you have to, I mean, like 90% of it you have to pay for. So it was hard to find the full one that
you've already dropped like well over $1,000 on the rig, and now you're like moaning about, oh, I got to pay for my porn. I got to pay $3.99.
My problem is I don't want a company that sells porn to have a credit card number of mine because I don't. That just seems like a high risk transaction.
Get one of those cards at the CVS or whatever. Where you pay cash and put it on the card, you know.
I'll just have an exclusive porn card.
Porn card, yeah.
Maybe I'll do that. That's a good idea. Looks like we're up for a break. When we come back, I'll tell you what it's like in my experience.
Bated breath will be waiting. Masturbated breath will be waiting.
Virtual reality porn. I am Joshua P. Warren. This is the Dark 30 Hour, and you are listening to Speaking of Strange. Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina. The number to Wright's is 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And we call this the Dark 30 Hour because this is when we talk about some of the more sordid and seedy news stories, things that are not for the easily offended, not for the kiddies. So consider that your warning and just tune out if you don't want to hear these types of news stories. And the two of us, in this case, Sam and myself, editorializing them.
We're toning it back.
Oh, of course. It's our duty to live these experiences that others can live vicariously through us. Which is as when you're watching VR porn, you're kind of vicariously living that through somebody else. So there's a lot of vicariousness going on here.
Tell me more about this because I'm very it's a double-edged sword because I'm very intrigued and I want to know about it, but then I don't want to at all think about you. You know, so it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, Sam, I'm hurt. I'm deeply offended that you wouldn't want to think about me.
You'll be fine.
I did not do that. I simply wanted to take a look at it, and here's the reality, folks. I have like one of the best virtual reality setups that you can get on the consumer market, and so I'm looking at everything. It's like 1 minute I am floating down a river. And there are waterfalls, and I'm going through caves, and there are birds chirping, you know, and that's like a relaxation thing. And then the next minute, I'm floating in outer space, and I'm zooming in on different planets and spinning them around and checking out star charts. And there's just like, and then you can, all of a sudden, you can be in like the Himalayas, and you're walking through the mountains. It's incredible. And when you're in one of these VR worlds, you can look anywhere you want around you. You can turn around, look behind you, look up, look down. I mean, you're seeing all this stuff as if it's actually there.
Was that the first thing you did was go for the porn route, or did you go to the Himalayas first?
No, I did all the stuff that was sort of accessible because there are all these apps that are sort of preloaded when you sign up to the Oculus thing. And a lot of them are free, and some of them cost like 99 cents or something. I did all that stuff. But eventually I was like, well, I have to see what a VR porn is. I've got, you know, you hear about this stuff all
the time. It's your duty.
Of course. So, but I found quickly when you get on the internet, at this point, the vast majority of it, again, you have to buy. And I didn't want to do that. But I finally did find one website that said, yeah, here's a free sample of a complete video you can just download for free. So I downloaded this video, loaded onto the thing, and it was a big file. It was like several gigs.
Yeah.
And so next thing you know, I put the headgear on, and I am in a sex dungeon.
Okay.
Now I'm not into sex dungeons, so that was a little bit weird just to be looking around. It's like I'm standing in a sex dungeon.
You could have paid $3.99 and been in a wherever you wanted, but no, you paid tons of money for the rig. Cheap when it comes to the buying.
And then here is this redheaded woman, and she just comes walking out, and she's standing right in front of me, and I'm telling you, it looks like there's a woman standing in front of me.
So this is not Leisure Suit Larry.
No. This is not a little pixelated form on a gray screen. No. So she's standing there. And of course, you're seeing her directly from the male's point of view. And so she was fully dressed. And so she proceeds, of course, to undress. And she's saying nasty things to you. And then, she starts doing various things.
Where's Mrs. Warren while this is happening?
Well, she was actually asleep the first time I downloaded this stuff. And then when she got up the next day, I was like, Lauren, check this out. And Lauren puts it on and she says, oh, my gosh, now I know what it's like, you know, to have a male anatomy, basically.
That's cool. Because you see, now you're, I guess it's a POV type thing.
Yes.
Because,
yes.
So, do you see what you're, so do you have any, can you see yourself?
No, you can see, if you look down, you can see, you know, like your chest and your legs and everything in between. You know what I mean? It's like you can see your body, but it's not like you have a mirror there. That would be wild, wouldn't it, if they had like a mirror next to you and you look over it. And you're like George Clooney or something.
Well, I was thinking that, like, you know, event you could have a facial recognition software where it matches up, like, your eyes and your nose and your mouth, you know. And then if you looked into a mirror, it would be you.
That's coming, I'm sure, for some reason. That somebody
that
would want
and
that.
Many other things.
Yeah. And so, but, you know, the thing is, honestly, it's kind of creepy and weird. I think it's because that you have just like a full sized, real three-dimensional person. I mean, now mind you, folks, this is 3D. So it's life size. It's 3D. Everything is to scale. You can look around and see the room just as like you're in the room.
Could you contact things in the room? Could you, like, because I've heard about like this one demo they had where you're in a loft in New York and there's like a guy playing a guitar. And you can look around the room and, like, you can actually move stuff. And
yeah, you can't do that normally. I mean, I've seen some of these, like, VR conferences where they have rooms that have objects in them. And the objects have little, like, Bluetooth sensors on them. And then those objects are represented by an avatar in your VR screen. And you can actually go and have a very interactive experience. So let's say you're like Indiana Jones and you can reach out and touch the idol and, it, you know, it's a very tangible thing. So in this case, you know, again, it was just a very odd experience.
Especially since it wasn't your thing of choice. You don't like redheaded dominatrixes.
And that is not my thing. And so, yeah, maybe if I could sit down and with like a catalog of attributes or whatever, that would be different. But it was an interesting sample. I look forward to seeing how this develops as time goes on, but for now, it's certainly a novelty in the erotic department, in my opinion.
I'm sure you will give it a lot of research. Remember the other day when you texted me, you said, I'm in the field?
Yeah. Yes.
You were totally not in the field.
That was when I actually happened to be at the UFO site, but you always have to clarify from now on. but yes, I will do my best to report as one of the pioneers of VR porn technology. All right, next story. Let's go to York, Pennsylvania. Right now there is a controversy taking place over a neighbor from hell. Says some nights before her two daughters went to bed in this one household, their mother would give them headphones and earplugs, and that's because of the sounds that were coming from next door. Apparently, next door, there is a woman there who is very, very vocal when she is involved in passionate activities. And it's gotten to the point where they've had to report this woman over and over. And she says, look, this is what I do. I'm loud. This is how I like it. This is my right. And so they're getting into kind of an ugly situation. And I wonder how common that is. I mean, Sam, you might have some thoughts on that. I mean, do you hear a lot of women screaming in your complex? Is that a normal thing for most ladies to do? Because I don't.
No, I've lived in several buildings. The last building I lived in was an old mental hospital, fittingly enough. Mm-hmm. I did have some problems with noises from neighbors, but it was mostly because of the hardwood floors and like the echoing. People would play their music and it would bounce off those hardwood floors and the concrete walls, which would make these echoes and you would hear stuff. But no, as far as screaming, I'm sure that the people on the other side of my headboard have probably been perturbed every so often, you know, once, twice a year probably. But no, I've never been the victim. I did have a upstairs neighbor who for a long time, he worked like 20 hours a day and he had a hound dog.
Mm-hmm.
And he would leave the back door open and Huckleberry would just howl. Like, all day.
Uh-huh.
It was awful. So, I understand the frustration, whether it be a dog or a lady screaming in ecstasy.
All right. Well, before I break, here's a story from Jakarta, Indonesia. In a small village there, the villagers were excited after what they believed to be an angel came floating down from heaven. She was discovered by some fishermen. They say she was beautiful, but her body looked a little different than that of a human. She was smooth and shiny. She was totally naked. Turns out she was an inflatable sex doll. Not an angel, but they're trying to figure out how this particular angel came floating out of the sky. Could this be
El Nino winds?
Maybe a military man having a prank or playing a prank on the villagers.
It could have been a drone.
Yeah, that's right. It's a new, a more pleasant design that is less likely to be shot down and fired upon. okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the last few stories of tonight's Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. Yeah, we're in the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange. I'm Joshua P. Warren. The show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And again, that number to Wright's Coin Shop in Asheville, North Carolina is 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. If you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find not only a link to Wright's Coin Shop, but you know, click the podcast link there, and you can go back and listen to podcasts of this show for years. You don't have to sign up for anything. It's all free. It's just MP3s. It's as simple as it gets. And if you are an iTunes subscriber, then you'll find a link there where you can just hit it and subscribe to our iTunes feed so that whenever we post a new show, it'll automatically show up on your phone or whatever device that you use to listen to iTunes podcasts. So, again, go check all that out at speakingofstrange.com. This is, again, the Dark 30 Hour. So we are reading news stories that are more sordid and seedy, that often have controversial or outrageous content, not for kids, not for the easily offended. So tune out at least for the next few minutes if you don't want to hear that kind of thing. And then you can tune back in for the upcoming program, which surely will be a bit more family-friendly. So consider that your warning. Here are the last three stories of the night. I remember, oh gosh, years ago, I was shooting a TV program in West Virginia, and there wasn't a heck of a lot to do in West Virginia late at night. And so the crew kind of gathered around in a hotel room to watch movies, and we had heard of this new movie called The Human Centipede. Mm-hmm. And by now you ought to know what that is. It's a movie about a mad scientist who takes a guy and two girls, and he sews them all together into one creature. And he basically sews them together mouth to behind to create a centipede-type creature. And now a teacher has been suspended at a Tennessee school because he required his students to watch The Human Centipede 2.
To put this into perspective, I have never watched The Human Centipede because it offends me.
Okay, really?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, it's just too. It's too much. It's unnecessary. I don't need that imagery in my head.
Well, this is called Human Centipede 2 Full Sequence.
Okay.
Parents were not happy with this. Mind you, I mean, this is a movie that's so grotesque, some countries have refused to allow it to be shown. Like, even the British Board of Film Classification
initially stupid, though.
Refused. And so the teacher said, well, hey, it was just an interesting movie to me. It's weird science. I wanted to
show weird science.
Yeah, I wanted the students to pay attention. They say he seemed unrepentant, so they're saying it looks like he's pretty much been terminated. Next story comes to us from Sydney, Australia. This is one of those that makes you cringe a little bit, especially if you might have a tinge of arachnophobia. A construction worker sat on a sat inside of a portable toilet, like a port-a-john there, and a poisonous black widow spider bit him on the old John Thomas. Paramedics rushed to the scene. He was able to fortunately be saved because, you know, a black widow by anywhere can be a terrible thing. They say that he's in a lot of pain and he's very sick, but hopefully, you know, he'll be able to save his member.
I was on the toilet not too long ago, saw a black widow while I was on the toilet, like, and it crawled into, like, near the shower area.
Yeah.
You don't want to see it. I mean, it was not cool. I mean, they're not aggressive, like, really.
Yeah. You don't want to see that. It's like Darth Maul has suddenly appeared in the shower with you.
Yeah.
Okay. Manatee County, Florida.
A woman in Florida is reporting that she went to get chicken sandwiches at KFC. Yep. She said they tasted funny. And she said that there were a couple of guys who were acting like Beavis and Butthead there. And she says she's pretty sure it wasn't mayonnaise.
It was that she got nor manatees.
Yeah. And I don't think it was listed anywhere on the special herbs and spices or anything else.
Is that
else.
One of his 47 herbs and spices?
It's 48. No. All right, my friends, I believe that's going to do it for this edition of the show. I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Joshua Dendy, and Mobius. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Be sure to sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter. Don't ever text while driving, and tune in next week for a brand new show. You are commanded.
I like to read.